It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, this day, the 26th of January, is historically our coldest day of the year. And it is also a day that gets me going because the days are getting much longer every day. The sun comes up a little earlier and sets a little later, so the days are lengthening, and that kind of gets me started. And not only is it getting me started, but it's also getting a lot of other animals started. And from 1995, one of the notes that I have for January 26th, actually two of them, both red and gray squirrels are starting to get active. And consonant with that information, Harvey Jader sent this following note. He said, on Sunday, we noticed gray squirrels acting especially frisky, chasing each other about in the treetops. Franny searched the internet and learned that they are indeed in their mating season. After a 44-day gestation, the young are born in late February through March. So watch the squirrels in your yard. If history is any indicator, and if Franny and Harvey are to be trusted, they're probably getting a little bit frisky. And you might be in a situation where you'll be able to kind of watch and see what they're up to. Other notes, January 26th, 1984, colors seem to be brighter. Willows are more orange, birches more red. Tag alders seem to be a deep purple. And it's always about this time of year, sort of moving in toward early February, that I become, I don't know if I'm more observant or if it's just that I am longing for some sign of spring. But it is, it's always kind of interesting to watch this time of year to see what's going on. Lots of the notes from this day over the years include notes about woodpeckers, of course. Lots of woodpeckers around beginning to drum. You may be hearing woodpeckers drumming in your yard right now. The chickadees are starting to sing their Phoebe songs. Pine siskins and red poles are hanging out at your feeders. I did have one note from 2006, and it says, visiting a friend's house, I noticed that a flock of pine siskins had some sick birds. It was a bit of a surprise since this isn't the time of year that we usually have mold problems, but a south-facing exposure and accumulating seeds coupled with warm weather made it an issue earlier this year than in the past. And it's always good advice to keep your feeders clean. Now, that doesn't mean you got to take them down and wash them, but that accumulating layer of seeds and shells that are on the ground can get moldy, and that mold can affect the birds that then eat some of those seeds that have fallen away from the feeder. So just be conscious of that. This is a bit on the early side. It's more of a problem in March and late February, but it is always wise to be kind of attentive to what's happening at your feeder. So check those things out. Make sure that your feeder area is pretty clean. Mine got covered in snow the other day, so I'm not too worried about the birds getting down to the seeds that might be laying down below. So just a good idea to be kind of careful. You know, we talked about Pam Perry is going to be our guest later in the day. And in 2014, she and her husband Ken reported a long-tailed duck that they saw in the Brainerd area. And we'll maybe ask her about that when we get a chance. Bobcats are out and about. Some tracks, pictures of tracks in the Season Watch page, and notes from my own notes here. Also, crane fly, the wingless crane fly. This is a time of year when you might be seeing them. Maybe not today because it's going to be a little bit on the cold side, but certainly not too far in the future, you're likely to come across crane flies, scorpion flies, snow fleas that we talked about last week are probably going to be around as well. And so you want to keep an eye out for those. This past week, my own observations, the evening grosbeaks are still coming to my bird feeder. I'm thankful for that. The pileated woodpecker has come in and started hammering on the rib cage of the deer and whacking away at the suet that I put out. On Friday last week, I was driving through Grand Rapids and I saw a robin fly across the road in front of me. I was a little bit surprised. I don't consider that sighting the beginning of the robin migration. Their migratory habits have to do with temperatures that start to average around 37 degrees. That's certainly not the case right now. But there are robins that spend the winter in northern Minnesota, usually single males that hope to have an advantage of territory in the spring. And so they stick out the winter, and oftentimes they'll hook up with a flock of waxwings or some other birds that that are fruit eaters, and they will kind of use the many eyes theory of finding good supplies of fruit, and these robins will hang out and survive the winter up here. This has been a pretty easy winter for them. We really haven't had much super cold weather yet. And they're well insulated. As long as they have an adequate supply of food, they'll be fine. If you have robins in your neighborhood, you might want to try chopping up apple and putting it out on your feeder. Or you might try mealworms, waxy worms, wax worms that you can buy at the bait store. It's a bit of an expensive proposition, but boy, the robins will sure be thankful, along with the nuthatches and the chickadees and everybody else that finds them. So, yeah, they do all right, those that stay. How do I know when the robin migration comes? Well, we'll talk about that, of course, in March when the chances are greater that it will begin. But typically what happens is you see a robin one day and maybe the next day you see another one in a different area, or you see two or three robins together, or you hear them singing. When those things begin to happen, that's when I officially note the return of the robins to northern Minnesota. Average date for that for me is the 24th of March, but who knows? It's always a gamble. This year, it could be earlier, could be later too. It just depends on the weather as we move into March. The earliest I ever saw robins back in northern Minnesota, migratory robins, was March 6th in 2012, and the latest was April 15th in 2013. So back-to-back bookends for my robins coming back. Also this past week, I was out on Friday night, and that was a cool night. I think I had 13 below zero that night. Cold and clear night, and I was outside taking a breath of fresh air, me and the dog, and heard first little yip, and then second, and then a chorus of coyotes shattering the darkness and shattering that cold, quiet evening. It was quite stunning to be outside and hear that. Also this past week, also on Friday, I was up at the bog, the Marcel Experimental Forest, and noticed fox tracks in the fresh snow. There was about an inch of new snow on the ground. And they had been wandering through the area. You could see them walking down the road and whatnot, and it looked like a single. And then as I continued my work and was coming back up to the shed, then at the end of the day, I came across a spot where there were lots of fox tracks and some scuffling. And I didn't know what to make of it because there was, the footwork had been kicked around and whatnot. And then as I looked a little bit more, I saw a trail of fox tracks leading away from this scuffling spot, and there were two sets of tracks. So might have been a male and a female that were wandering around and hunting this area together, and had come back together at this particular spot and then wandered off. But just, you know, whenever you come across tracks in the snow, it's just like being a detective. You have to look at the tracks and try and interpret what happened, and you try to make your story fit with the data in front of you, but from time to time your mind just goes fanciful and you get to create a story, which is part of the fun of being outside. Final note, I had 3.5 inches of fluffy new snow on Saturday night, Sunday morning. Didn't look like a lot of snow was falling on sunset Saturday night. You know, there's maybe a half inch or something like that. And at 10 o'clock, I went outside with the dog again for a breath of night air. And there was around 3 inches on my deck. And I shoveled some of that away. And in the morning, on Sunday morning, I had another half to three quarters of an inch of new snow on the deck. So it fell pretty much between sundown, 4:30, and 10 o'clock on Saturday night. But it was a nice addition to our pile of snow out there. And right now in my front yard with that fluffy new stuff on top, I'm at about 13 inches of snow. So not a lot for this time of year, but enough to keep the ground thawed underneath, I'm sure. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if you have comments, questions, or observations you'd like to share, we'd like to hear from you. Thank you.